It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we talk about nutrition and related topics with Amber Boyens, who is a registered dietitian and nutritionist. And Amber, today we're going to find out just what a registered dietitian and nutritionist is.
That's correct.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good to have you back in the studio. I know you recorded a couple of times, but we didn't get to talk face-to-face the last couple of programs.
I know. It's nice to be sitting here again.
It is. Back in the studio.
That's right.
Yep. It's nothing strange to you. You spent a lot of hours in here back in your high school days.
Yep. I did,
On the air.
Yes. I did.
Well, tell us, what are the definitions there?
Yeah. Yeah. So since leaving my career in radio and moving on to nutrition here, I've had a lot of questions recently about what I do, or like, what is a dietitian? Is it the same as a nutritionist? What's a dietitian nutritionist? And I think that the terms can sometimes be a little bit confusing. So I thought we could talk about that just a little bit today. What dietitians do, who would benefit from even seeing a dietitian or a nutritionist, or, you know, kind of talk through that. So I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist. I used to just be a registered dietitian, sometimes just called a dietitian. All of those terms are appropriate. But a dietitian is somebody, a registered dietitian is somebody who's federally registered. So in order to be a dietitian, you have an undergraduate degree in dietetics or a master's in nutrition with the same dietetics requirements. And those are just kind of your standard science things like biology and chemistry and biochemistry and organic chemistry, more chemistry than one typically enjoys.
I'm glad you got those genes from your mother.
Yes, yes. Me too.
I bombed in that area.
And then also a bunch of courses in like medical nutrition therapy, management, psychology, counseling, corporate nutrition, food service, all those different kinds of things. So most dietitians do have a master's degree. Starting in 2024, it will be mandatory for all new dietitians to have a master's degree. They also have to do an internship, usually unpaid, about 6 to 12 month internship, then pass a cumulative exam. They're recognized in all states, although some states like Minnesota also require you to be a licensed dietitian, so registered and licensed in order to work.
Where did you do your internship?
I did my internship at the Minneapolis VA. Yes.
And you worked there for a while afterwards, I believe.
I did. I worked there for quite a while afterward, yes. For about 7 years after that. So I'm a registered licensed dietitian. And then they changed the name of dietitians to registered dietitian nutritionist, maybe back in like 2016, in an attempt to make things more clear. But I think it made things more confusing. So a nutritionist or a licensed nutritionist is not necessarily the same thing as a dietitian. So a licensed nutritionist has to have, in the state of Minnesota, a master's degree in nutrition and then a bunch of supervised practice hours, or be what's called a certified nutrition specialist, which is essentially the same thing. In most states, the term nutritionist is not a legally bound term. Anybody can call themselves a nutritionist in most states, so they don't have to have any kind of credentials or education. They can just say, I'm a nutritionist. Not true in the state of Minnesota, where you also have to be licensed and have quite a bit of education and credentials as well. In Minnesota, dietitians and nutritionists, licensed nutritionists and registered dietitians, are the only people who can provide nutrition education, other than doctors and healthcare providers, who can provide nutrition education and therapy one-on-one like that. There's also health coaches who will sometimes do nutrition. We have an amazing certified health coach at Synapse, Aaron. Not everybody who's a health coach has certification, but you can get it from multiple different sources. So that's also not really a protected term. Nutritional therapist is not a protected term. So I just kind of like to go through, you know, what means something and what doesn't, not because people who don't have those credentials or education can't be helpful, right? I think there's often a lot of times that just having peer support can be really beneficial. But when you're seeking kind of recommendations or you're stuck in a hard spot and are trying to make some changes, it can be really important.
Maybe things that are really going to affect your health and that kind of thing.
Exactly. Right. There are so many different factors that come into what diet is appropriate for us. And if we get the wrong advice or advice at the wrong time or with the wrong health conditions, it can honestly do a lot more harm than good. So paying attention to, you know, if you do start working with somebody, what's your goal? I think that's really important. Is your goal just to have a little bit of support, somebody else who's been through it or who's going through it at the same time? Or is it to get those recommendations, the education? And the reason this is so important is because too many failed diets. I don't like to put people on diets, so I kind of use the air quotes here with that word. But too many failed diets can lead to food really becoming an enemy and really start to break down our relationship with food and kind of cause you to give up on things. So if we're doing things that aren't going to work and aren't taking the right health factors into account, it can really be detrimental long term. And restriction, like restricted diets or being incorrectly educated on food, can lead to a lot of fear around eating or extra anxiety around social events. Overly strict diets, especially without the right mental health care alongside it, can lead to things like nutrition deficiencies and guilt or shame around eating and labeling things as wrong or bad. So there's a lot of nuanced pieces to picking the right diet, and making sure that you find somebody who can help you do that can be really important.
Yeah, like you say, a lot of people see dieting as a bad thing, something they don't want to do, and it's your job to make it more enjoyable for them.
That's right. That's who you want to work with, whether it's me or somebody else. I always joke about how people always come to the dietitian saying, well, I know what I have to do. I just have to do it. And a lot of times, you know,
a lot of truth to that, probably. People need somebody to be there to
yes,
a little moral support.
And accountability.
Yes, right.
Accountability goes a long ways. And sometimes that really healthy diet that you're following, all those vegetables that you're eating, if your gut's not in the right place, they might actually be making things worse, especially if you're experiencing a lot of gut health. So when we work on kind of trying to figure out what's appropriate, what diet is appropriate, we're taking into account, what does your relationship look like with food right now? What are your goals? What's your lifestyle? As a mom with two little boys, I don't want to spend my whole evening cooking and cleaning the kitchen. I want to play with my kids. And with two little boys who have food allergies too, now we've got to reshape our whole diet around what can they actually eat. So when a dietitian or a licensed nutritionist is looking at what's going to work for you, we're looking at, how do we make this work with your lifestyle? We're not taking away foods you enjoy. We're saying, how do we incorporate foods that you enjoy but get you to the health goals that you have? Whether that's just feeling well, whether that's losing weight, heart health, blood sugar control, managing an autoimmune condition, even just managing your schedule better around food, trying to find a budget that works with food. All of those things are things that a registered dietitian or licensed nutritionist can help people work on.
All right. And where did you get your training for this?
Yeah. So I did my undergraduate education at St. Kate's, which is a private school in St. Paul. And then after that, I worked at the University of Minnesota for a little while and ended up getting my master's of public health in nutrition and epidemiology. Then after working for a while, realized that, well, I enjoyed that. I wanted a little bit more. So I got my master's of science in human nutrition and functional medicine from the University of Western States. And now I've promised Kyle that I'm done for a while.
No more education for
no,
a while.
No more school for a little while. Yeah.
All right. And of course, we should point out that you are available right here in Western Minnesota. You work for the Synapse Center for Health and Healing.
Yes.
Out of the Twin Cities.
I do. Yep. So I work for the functional medicine clinic out of the Twin Cities. I see a lot of my patients and clients over the phone or virtual. I'm happy to do that all the time. But I have some patients who are a little closer out here, just across the border in South Dakota, that that I work with, or somebody that I'm working with in Granite Falls right now. So we've got some local people as well. You can work with me. You can work with the whole clinic. It's not a replacement for primary care. That's certainly not what we're looking to do. So you still work with the amazing doctors that you see out here. And we just help with the nutrition piece or a new perspective on lab work or something like that. But if you want to get started, you just go online to our website.
What would that be?
It is official. Synapse, SYNAPSE, officialsynapse.com. You'll see a little link up in the right-hand corner that says free discovery call. And that free discovery call is just an opportunity to call, and you'll either chat with me or Dr. Natalie. And you just chat about, you know, what you can, what might work for you at the clinic, if it's a good fit for you. Totally free call just to see if Synapse or working with me or working with somebody there, even Aaron, our health coach that we mentioned, is the right next step for you.
All right. And if they lose track of that email address or that the URL there, they can give us a call here at the radio station, and we can direct them in your your way.
Absolutely. Yep. Or if you see me around town, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to give you some more information and happy to help if this feels like the right next step.
All right. Very good. Well, another good Taco Tuesday here, Amber, and appreciate it. We look forward to chatting again next week.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.